sounds of protests from the streets of Pakistan, where angry survivors of torrential floods are, perhaps understandably, demanding faster delivery of aid. It has been 20 days now, and according to the United Nations, 3.5 million children are at risk of disease. More numbers. 900,000 people are homeless. One-fifth of the country is underwater. In total, some 20 million people have been affected. And here are two more of those numbers. The UN has asked for $459 million in aid. Only about a third of that has been pledged. Grim statistics. I'm Lynn Scherr, sitting in for John Hockenberry today, here with Celeste Headlee. And we are joined now by Salman Ahmed from the Pakistani rock group Junoon. If Junoon is South Asia's U2, Salman Ahmed is Bono. He is also a UN Goodwill Ambassador, and he's working on a song for Pakistan, the proceeds of which will be donated to the relief effort. In a moment, we'll also talk with Shuja Nawaz, director of the South Asia Center at the Atlanta Council. But Salman, I'd like to start with you. First, you've begun recording this song for Pakistan. First, let's hear just a little bit of it. That song from Salman Ahmed in Pakistan. And welcome. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Tell me, please, and I know it's sad, and I know it's probably heartbreaking, but what are you hearing from your family back in Pakistan about what's going on there?
So, not good. My mother, my sisters, my brother, you know, as you know, Pakistan's been having to deal with a lot, you know, extremism, you know, earthquakes, but nothing like this flood, which, you know, it has just, you know, it's like having two New York cities underwater. The people who are stranded can't get food, can't get medicine, can't get supplies. And, you know, people, I've never spoken to Pakistanis, and my mother, you know, she's a Pashtun, she's very strong-hearted, but an element of deep concern, and also feeling abandoned by the world.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. We have been through earthquakes. We've been through tsunamis in the world. We've been through flooding. There's been a lot of outreach to Haiti many years ago, certainly after Katrina, after the tsunami. And what's happening with Pakistan? Why do you think there is relatively little aid going there?
Well, very good question. And I think it has to do with a combination of things. One, I think mostly is the kind of image that Pakistan has, you know, it's a country of 175 million people, extremely diverse, with four different, you know, languages, regional languages. You know, women drive there, women are CEOs, but all that you hear about Pakistan is, you know, Osama bin Laden, Taliban, Al-Qaeda, or the failed bomber who tried to blow up Times Square. So that, I think, looms large in the minds of people living in the West. Also, I think there's disaster fatigue. You know, Haiti, you know, hurricanes, and then I think a flood, perhaps, in the minds of people who are away from it is not as dramatic as an earthquake, you know?
Right.
So all of these, but let me just say, you know, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon just said when he toured the country that was heart-wrenching, that it's the worst disaster he's ever seen. And let me tell you, in Pakistan, I have never heard people, you know, be in the state of despair as they are right now.
It really is heartbreaking. Let me bring in, if I may, Shuja Nawaz, director of the South Asia Center at the Atlanta Council of the U.S. And Shuja, talk to us a little bit about what the U.S. is doing and what kind of opportunity it is for the United States in terms of aid.
Well, the U.S. is obviously taking a fresh look, Lynn, at its whole aid package, the Kerry-Lugar-Berman bill, which was a $7.5 billion over a five-year period. And I hope that they will take a much harder look at trying to, A, accelerate the flow of aid, and B, set up a trust fund mechanism so that the aid can be very transparently provided to Pakistan. One of the problems, in addition to the ones that Salman mentioned about Pakistan's image, is the fact that the government is perceived as inept and corrupt. And when that happens, people, including best friends of Pakistan, are reluctant to hand over large sums of money because they don't know whether it will be delivered. So,
is that a reasonable concern? Is there, in fact, so much corruption that the aid is not getting to the flood victims?
Well, I don't know about this case because the aid has not yet arrived. But the general perception about corruption within government is enormous. A recent report by the Pakistan chapter of Transparency International indicated that most of the aid tends to be absorbed by governmental agencies rather than reaching their goal. And I recall going to the Northwest Frontier Province when it was called that in 2008 and going to North Waziristan and looking for signs of the $750 million U.S. aid package, the first $150 million of which had been delivered, and not a single dollar had reached the people on the ground.
Oh, it's so troubling. Salman Ahmoud, when you hear that, does it give you any hope, or does it send you into despair?
No, you know, to be honest, look, if you have there's many, many countries, which have problems with corruption, that's not a reason to take pause about delivering aid. The danger here is, Lynn, that you have Pakistan, over 100 million of Pakistani citizens are under the age of 25. That's a huge youth bulge. These are young people who are sought by the extremists to be recruited as, suicide bombers, as, terrorists. Right. And so I think it's a huge challenge for the international community to show these young people that it cares for them so they can go, instead of going towards extremism, they can go towards having a positive, life, and feel that they are part of this community, the world community. So I think, sure, you have the problems of corruption, you have the problems of, inability to get into the areas, but this is a defining moment for Pakistan, and the world needs to come together as one to help the people in need right now.
Salman Ahmoud has written a song with the hopes of raising money to help the people of Pakistan. Thank you so much. And Shuja Nawaz, Director of South Asia Center at the Atlantic Council of the U.S. Here
at Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.